Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Man, like I say, he want everybody to look bad, even you, Tony, man. He gonna say he don't fuck with you no more. He don't fuck with you no more, but you the one that quit fucking with him. See what I'm saying? He wanted to play the victim. He wanted everybody, goddamn it, to stroke his ass, pat him on the head, and rub his motherfucking ass. Fuck that. Okay. Okay. That's right. When a motherfucker couldn't get a raise, just go raise him and get him a win. Yeah. But like I said, it's... That was his job. That's it. Yeah. But like I said, I think I heard... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, the hate real, man. The man miserable, and the man want everybody that come on his show to agree with him. You know what I'm saying? That he want them to agree with him on what he's saying. Now, if you answer a question that ain't the way he see it, then that ain't the right answer. So he gonna switch it up and ask you another way to get the right answer out your ass. And like I said, some people so slow they don't pick up on it on his show. But now he gonna tell me how to run my show and tell me what I should do on my show. But can't no motherfucker come on his show and tell him what to do, can? Huh? Shitting me? Yeah, told me. See, I pissed that motherfucker off. See, I know how to get that zombie. I hung that. Yeah, just don't get on it. Just don't. He want his rating over me. He want to be above me. That motherfucker told him, "Mama, don't call my show." Good God, I'm out of here. Man, that rotten son of a bitch. Hey, man. Yeah.
Y'all don't want to hear no talking back, no condolences. Buy that man a belt.
But they ain't going to do that.
Buy him a goddamn belt. You think he deserves a talk show of the year? It ain't hard to do.
Yeah.
It ain't shit to do. Buy that motherfucker a crying motherfucker belt. Because you know goddamn well, ain't nobody wanting to win Grudge Race of the Year more than me. But you don't see me on here fucking crying about it.
Okay.
You got to accept the goddamn results of the vote. And y'all know goddamn well, I campaigned. Everybody knows this. Everybody can tell you. Tony said he wanted to win Grudge Race. Yeah, I wanted to win it. But the people did not vote. So ain't no need of me bitching and getting on here crying about I didn't win. I mean, of course I'm going to want to win. But Herb beat me out. Herb got the most votes. So what the fuck can I do? Y'all got to realize the same shit. BET got the most votes, so goddamn BET won it. So, dog, you're in the same fucking boat. I thought I should have won. You thought you should have won, too. But I ain't bitching like you. Stop fucking bitching, man, and congratulate the winner. Congratulate BET, man. People voted for him. Simple as that. Their moms don't vote for motherfuckers, man. They got their people on the committee. Their moms all do, he count the fucking votes. He don't vote. Don't be mad at Jay Ball. Don't be mad at BET. BET didn't vote for his goddamn self. Mm. He got people that voted. So let it go, man. And stop all this
like
damn
said,
hate
want,
this shit, man.
He want to convince. He want to convince everybody that he come in contact with him to see things the way he see them. You upset. You in your feelings. You trying to point somebody else to get in your goddamn feelings. You want somebody else
exactly.
to feel the way you
exactly.
feel. That's stupid, man.
Exactly. Everybody voted for Lil Dara. People voted for Lil Dara out of people. They voted for D&D Raisin. They voted for the Grudge. They voted for a lot of folks that were a Lil Country voted for. Everybody was voted. The votes counted, man.
Hey, but Tony, just think about this then. What about all them goddamn years I didn't win, man? And I know I traveled my ass off. What about them videos when I didn't win?
Last year when Dog won, all the votes was fair. But when you won, the votes ain't fair all of a sudden. That's how he thinks. When he won last year, year for that, oh, man, he was smiling ear to ear, kissing J-Bones on his ass then. But when he got a damn lose and figured he wasn't going to win, he hates J-Bones now.
Yeah.
He lost, man. The vote.
Man.
Ain't nobody. No, we're not doing no fucking recount. We not got there having no investigation. We're going to accept the votes as it were. Wasn't no voter fraud. Wasn't no people dead and voted for BET. We done went through all that shit. We ain't going to go back through that process no more. With the voting machines, ain't nothing wrong with them. You lost. Accept it.
Yeah.
Like I had to accept it.
Yeah, the Russians didn't come in and hack the goddamn
Russians didn't hack the damn machine. All you got is you and Obama need to go ahead on this go on y'all vacation, let know if you run the shit for you. That's all you gotta
do. Just go on concede, man.
It would have been the same thing. If Fed Murphy would have won it, if Josh Jones show would have won it, if goddamn Joe would have won it, you'd have been mad with them too. You'd have something to say about all them folks. If they would have won it, you'd have some shit to talk about. Point blank.
And like
ain't
I said,
wrong with you ain't nothing wrong with it all wanting to win, but goddamn, don't be criticizing no other motherfucker because they won. Keep it to yourself.
Unmuted.
Put it in a fucking suitcase.
It's sad that he want a motherfucker to feel the way he feel. You can't convince nobody to feel the way you feel, man. That's your feeling. You can't do that. And like I said, if a stupid motherfucker jump on the bandwagon with him, I feel your pain. I feel you, dog. I feel you. It's just a stupid goddamn it is a road level, man.
You got to sit back and watch who agreeing to that bullshit. These motherfuckers, I don't even know who the fuck they is. You got to know, they ain't got no fucking race car. They ain't come to no banquet. They don't come to no fucking races. So you don't have to dismiss them motherfucking opinions. Ain't nothing wrong with their opinions. But you can see that they're fired. They don't understand.
You sure right, bro. You sure right.
They don't understand. It was vote. People voted for these polls. It wasn't no one person voted. I heard it was about 40 different people in the committee that voted. They voted for Makisha now. They voted for Herb now. It was vote. You're not mad. You not satisfied with the votes. Don't look at the Grudge Inc. banquet next year. Go on there. Don't even cut your internet off when it's going to talk about the banquet. You don't commit to one and then cast your vote. What they do is ask committee members why they voted for who and why. What they want to get out of the deal if Dog would have won the damn shit, what they want to get on the deal against somebody else? I don't think they damn ball. They would count the damn votes up.
But you know, like I said, man, this shit crazy, man. But my whole thing is this, man. Why would this man try to combat a bunch of people to not call into my show? Now you know that's real hate. That motherfucker must be hot, man. That motherfucker got to be goddamn it boiling over there, man.
Man,
If enough people get together, he'll have a show on Wednesday. I just need to know who.
Man, this motherfucker going fucking crazy. This motherfucker want to give a show Monday night, Tuesday night, and fucking with this show to upset dog.
He want to win. He want to win. So goddamn bad.
this motherfucker's dying. He trying to say so he want to win it next year so bad. He want to give a show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and before the year, he going to have one Thursday night, too. Every fucking night, this motherfucker want to have a goddamn show. That let you know he ain't got nothing else
to the best talk show. Man, come on, man. It ain't that goddamn serious, man. It ain't that serious.
Like I said. You see, I had some extra money. I'd give that man a goddamn belt, man. Josh need to send that man a belt or something, man. Now, I can bet y'all, I can bet anybody a dollar to a dime. Watch tomorrow. He's going to say, man, Josh Jones sure ain't shit, man. That motherfucker ain't one talking about shit. But y'all, a dollar to a dime. If he ain't already posted on Facebook, he going to do it. He gonna be mad with Josh right now. He gonna be goddamn hating on Josh tomorrow because Tony called on the show and BD called on the show. But don't get mad at Josh. Josh didn't call me to get on the show. I got on the show my goddamn stuff. So leave Josh out of this bullshit tomorrow, okay? You ain't got to try to down him tomorrow. Josh did not call me. This is Josh. You ain't called me to get on the show, did you? I got my own self on the goddamn show. So don't be taking it out on Josh. You want to take so take it out on me. But I ain't got no show, so you can't hurt me. I ain't got no goddamn show.
Oh man, this motherfucking show shit is serious to this motherfucker, man. I believe this all he got though, boss. This all he got to connect with people. So, like I said, you living over there with them goddamn dogs. You can't talk to the dog. You can't. They won't talk back to the motherfucker ass. So he's looking for. You know what I'm saying? He needs the motherfucker to talk to.
Man, he gonna be mad at Josh tomorrow. He's gonna be cutting Josh down tomorrow because he took a Josh got me on this show. I got my own self on the damn show. I'm over just sad, man. This sad. Hate is real. Y'all talking about hate. Hate is real. Y'all think
that
hate. Y'all think hate is fake. And hate is real.
Hate real, man.
You got that real as you can get.
So
I ain't everybody in the banquet had a good time. People ain't like the banquet wasn't shit. It wasn't nothing. Guess what else he said, BT?
Hold on. I know what he said. I know what he said that I really did. I did, goddamn it all. I did agree with. He drug wit ball head ass over there. He had wit. So why did BT supposed to be a part of 901? Why did BT show up to the bank and buy himself?
Guess what else he said, BT? This man said we gave out a food. They have enough food to feed everybody.
Yeah.
That man gone for real, man.
Hey, man,
I went back three goddamn times and got food.
Hey, he got somebody on his phone, but don't tell him who he is.
This man told a lie.
He won't tell you who he is. This motherfucker probably wasn't even at the bank. But just what you got a motherfucker on here to side with you. And he wasn't even there. He won't tell
a
motherfucker to say, don't tell him who he is.
That man told a lie. He said he gave out a food at the goddamn banquet. I know I went back there three fucking times and got extra food. But he gave out a food, though.
I know I had three pieces of chicken. And got David pork chops and rice and beef strips. Shit.
But the point is, they did not give out a food, though. But it's putting lines out, man. They did not give out a food.
We ate plenty of goddamn food, man. Like I said, man, it's just that a motherfucker wasn't a part of it. You got something bad to say about it. Now, if that motherfucker had a business, it'd have been the best banquet ever.
If he had showed up, it'd have been the best question. It would have been the best banquet ever.
Oh, would
it? Goddamn pitiful, man.
Hey, might as well just go ahead on. Just go ahead on and proceed, man. You're at the back of the bus now. You're behind me.
Really so gone.
So gone,
goddamn it. Both buys them. Both buy it. And BET done exposed, though.
No. I mean, I'm just telling the truth, man. Everybody, yeah. This is the show tonight. Dog, you listen to Dog the show tonight. Go back and listen to it. It's so hard to repeat the deal.
You got
man.
One on?
And Dolomite, I don't know why one Dolomite won't talk to us. Dolomite is best friend. Everybody told everybody need to come together.
Josh, find that noise, Josh.
There you go.
All right, hold on, BP. I got it. Yeah, baby, mute your mic, man. Huh?
Yo, I said everybody needs to come together. See, everybody needs to come to fucking together. Those might talk. That's what we talk to, dog. Only thing, dog, trying to divide everybody together.
That's what I'm saying. Dog don't want to hear that, dog. That's what I'm saying. He don't want to hear that. What dog might talk about. He don't want to hear that. That ain't his agenda. His agenda is to fuck this shit up because he ain't a part of it. Now, if that motherfucker was ahead of something or in charge of something, then he'd be all for it. He'd be all for it, trying to make it right, keep it right, keep it straight. But when that motherfucker in the back of the line, shit, me, come on, he's tired.
BT.
Yeah, you ought to be tired. You goddamn damn 80-year-old. You ought to be tired, motherfucker.
When y'all gave that man Godfather and shit, not a Godfather, that's what y'all fucked up. When y'all fucked up then, when y'all gave him that Godfather.
No. The motherfucker that gave it to him didn't even raise but 1 year. And we ain't seen him since. They said the joke, the one gave it to him.
Okay, Mr. Joe gave that
Yeah, we ain't seen him since. Yeah, he ain't been raising his whole motherfucking year.
He's Godfather. He wants more of a game $500 come to the fucking bank now to pronounce the damn bank. He get mad and don't want to come. I'm just going to pay him $500. We're going to get him $500 come to the fucking bank and talk. That's bullshit. But everybody give him $500 come to a fucking banquet, so he don't get his $500, he gonna pout and don't come.
So he tried to strong arm Jay.
Yeah, Jay, I wouldn't have gave that motherfucker. I wouldn't even thought about giving him $500. I might have gave him $75 gas. Get down there. I might have did it. Might, that's a big might too. Who the hell, dog, think I'm going to give him $500 to come down and talk on the mic? And when somebody say no, they can't do it, he get mad and say, I ain't coming then, unless I get a check.
I'm going to tell you what it is about. The motherfuckers try to learn from BT. They talking about, I copy everything, dog. No, this bitch watch me. I'm the motherfucker.
Goodbye.
I'm the motherfucker. This motherfucker watch me.
Come on
up.
There you go, man.
Yeah.
So what
now? No, go ahead.
It might went off the internet.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. This motherfucker, one that follow me, he come out and follow him. This motherfucker do what I gotta do. I'm the motherfucker coming this motherfucker getting checks. And I tell the motherfucker I'm gonna get a check. If I ain't gonna get a check, I ain't gonna do it. And now he wanna pat himself after me. You know what I'm saying? You want to have this stuff out to me, come on, I'm following him. Now, motherfucker, who would get a check first? You wouldn't get a shit, motherfucker, until you find out I was getting a check. Then you want to copy what I'm doing. Fuck you.
Ain't nothing wrong. I just for a check, you got to travel, got to come to another state and be out in the hot sun all day and be on the mic and all that shit till late at night. Okay, you got to put a check, fine. Don't need to ask for no fucking check to come to a fucking banquet. That is fucked up.
$500 to a fucking banquet, man. But like I said, I can't figure out, Tony. You fired this motherfucking ass from prime time because he was fucking up. Like I said, you wasn't but a goddamn what you call him?
Dead weight, an anchor. You know, the anchor throw out a ship, keep it down.
Yeah. Dead weight. Yeah. So you fired this motherfucking ass out of prime time. Now he mad with you. He don't fuck with you. So you talk about you now. J-Bars, goddamn it, fired his motherfucking ass and being the president of the committee. Because he went against the president of the company and got fired.
He wanted to get in PGRA. We voted him out of that.
That motherfucker can't get it. Shit. That's why I've been left out there on the goddamn island by his goddamn ship.
He got a bunch of people
out there that don't raise with it.
One day in PGRA, we told him we couldn't have no part of you, dog. You bad. You're like a damn virus in the goddamn. You make sure I make the whole group bad. So that when he went talking about PGRA.
Goddamn count.
We didn't need him. We didn't need him in the PGRA. We don't need him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need him to be on the mic. I wish Animal Herb would. Goddamn, you talking about the hind dog for a mic for Animal House show. Me and Herb gonna fight. Don't need him for no bullshit, man.
Yeah, you know, man. Like I said, this shit crazy. This shit is crazy, man. This shit crazy, man. That this man, goddamn it, was spending all his energy hating, still be doing something positive, like, before he goddamn leave his world. Old bastard, goddamn it, already goddamn it, 1 foot in the grave and one out. See this motherfucker ass down somewhere.
The dog,
motherfucker ass down some goddamn.
I know the problem, BT. I guess Mr. Joe did. When gave him that goddamn title, Godfather, he just took it and ran away with it. He took it and ran away with it.
Fucked up then.
Fucked up then.
Like I said, he bring a lot of problems to this goddamn thing. Like if he would do Godfather shit, if he would do Godfather shit for everybody and not just some, then he'd be all right. He'd be all right. But he got to pick. He got to pick, though. You know what I'm saying?
He got a certain pick.
Yeah. You don't have a special show. You don't have a special show on me and your ass. Come on.
Man, I don't give a fuck. He can't fuck all he's got. Goddamn, he got two shows. He gonna talk about me tomorrow. He's gonna talk about his ass on your show and the Petty Mark show Thursday.
And look here. If he keeps fucking with me, see, his show comes before mine. I book on top of his motherfucker ass. I book right on top of his motherfucker ass every time he have a goddamn show. Take every motherfucker.
And then I'm thinking about having a show on Tuesday.
They don't want to hear your motherfucker ass.
Yeah, I can have a show on Tuesday because damn, when my show, I'm gonna be locked in fucking racist. Ain't gonna be talk gossip and shit. I'm gonna be trying to fucking lock in a fucking race.
Goddamn right. Right.
Yeah, like he the only. You think he the only one to throw a shoe on top of a motherfucker? He ain't the only one. Yeah, we goddamn. He won't play that goddamn game. Let him have one win tonight. We'll get Jay Bond to move the Petty Crew show on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Petty will have more people on their show than he is. See where the ratings are high. Ratings are going. You know, talking about ratings high. Ratings are going.
Like I said, I don't even promote my show, boss. I don't promote my show. I don't go on the internet before my show and tell them about
the show.
I'm finna have it.
This motherfucker damn show. This motherfucker get on the goddamn internet. My show tonight. I got something. I'm a goddamn champ tonight. Promote his own goddamn shit. I ain't never seen you get on the internet and say you have this show or what you talking about and say you just have your show. This man get on here and promote his own damn shit.
Okay.
That doesn't show you upset.
That just show you he reach it. He try to entice a motherfucker to come listen to him. See, I don't have to do that. Motherfucker line gonna fill up on my end, motherfucking way. They gonna be staying in the line, goddamn it, waiting on me. I ain't got to tell them when. They gonna call Blog Talk. Blog Talk gonna tell them when I got a show. They ain't got to call me. Shit.
And then regardless of the fact, he don't know you have your own constituents anyway. You got people from Alabama, Mississippi, all down the area. You know, don't want to hear about what's going on up here. He don't understand that. He can't stop your show. He can't tell folks don't goddamn call in on your show. That's petty as hell. We had
well,
a petty show.
He was talking to the one that came on my show, and I'd have hung the ass up before. I ain't got him off my show. When he did that, I already knew he was mad because I hung his goddamn ass up last week. That was my first time hanging his ass up. I just wanted to show him, goddamn it. That you sending me to all these old fucked up ass texts. If I don't want to fuck with you, I ain't got to fuck with you. Matter of fact, I hang your bitch ass up off my goddamn show to let you know, goddamn it, I don't want to fuck with you.
Well, BT, I'm asking you a question. Do he pay for your show?
Hell no.
Let me grab it. Let me grab this call. Hold on a minute. Let me see who this is. 678-3818. Who we got?
Josh. That's an Atlanta number there. That's an Atlanta number, or Macon number.
Josh.
678-30. Yeah.
Josh. It threw me in the queue.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Y'all go ahead.
Well, you actually, if you got it, you know, it's certain rules, it's certain lines you don't cross in my opinion, another talk show host should never tell the goddamn listeners, don't call another man's talk show show. He ain't got no business calling nobody. He ain't got no business. You can talk all the shit you want on these radio shows, but you're crossing that fucking line. You telling fans of the Grudge Racing fans, hey, don't call Josh show. Hey, don't call BET show. Hey, don't call Postage show. You're crossing that fucking line right there now.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker, because you called, y'all gave him that fucking Godfather name. That's why he said he could do shit like that.
Yeah.
He got the Godfather.
Yeah.
He's the Godfather. He want to be Donald Trump. He want to be the goddamn king. He want to be the president.
See, when something happened to him, I don't want the Grudge World to goddamn it come and say, oh, it was wrong for doing old dog like that. Dog got himself in that shit, man. Y'all didn't tell dog goddamn it not to do the shit he doing. That's when you should have been talking about he was wrong for doing the shit he do to people. And then goddamn it, when they retaliate on his ass, you want to come and say y'all wrong for doing dog like that. Don't come in with that bullshit.
It's just lines you don't fucking cross. You can talk all the shit you want. But it's just lines you don't cross. You don't tell the goddamn audience don't call another man's show. That's just getting desperate right there now.
Yeah.
Getting fucking desperate.
And like I said, you know, I look at the categories of his blog talk shit. And you can go back the first part of this year all the way up until he switched from his category over to my category. And you'll find out that I was leading in my category the whole year. And he was leading in his category the whole year. Up until the time he changed. And he didn't get in front of me until this year after I didn't do a show for the two weeks of 2016. And that's facts. Now you can post all shit you want to post. But there ain't no dates on that shit you post. Post back there when them goddamn dates or when your ass wasn't nowhere around during the year in my category and see who was leading me. That was facts for you. How much you want to fight with facts? Motherfucker, you ain't doing nothing but trying to pull the wool over motherfucker ass. Manipulating them stupid motherfuckers that believe that shit you say. Man, go ahead, though. You got the right plan but the wrong man, motherfucker.
Got the right plan with the wrong man. I got to remember that. Yeah, I got to remember that little phrase. I got to remember that one, BT. Brother, I'm going to tell everybody, man, don't let another man tell you what to do about who show to call. You want to call anybody show out here, get on it and talk to him. Don't let a man dictate you and brainwash you and tell you what to fucking do. We tell you to do that. Next thing, we tell you when to go to the bathroom, when to take a shit. We going to tell you all kinds of shit like that, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Just crossed the fucking line when he said that shit, man. I was all right until you said that. I said, that's fucked up.
Yeah. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Like I said, he meant to do it. He had to look out them bandwagons on and, you know, he meant to do
wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't that be a grand ragged, man?
Yeah. One by three of them. You know. I guess he felt good. They were sucking on a little wee wee, goddamn it, agreeing with everything he wanted and agreed to. You know.
That's all it was doing.
Hey, we got two shows running right now simultaneously, and both of them motherfuckers is off the chart. Full. Okay, nobody else get in. Full capacity, man. Full goddamn
man.
and didn't have to goddamn promote it, you motherfucker.
Man, you will see. I mean, you will see what he's gonna talk about these shows tonight. Talking about his ass.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing. I mean, if dog would have won a talk show for the year. I wouldn't have said shit by that fucking bank. Wouldn't have said nothing. Or, if J Bond would have bowed down and gave that man $500 to come be on the mic, he wouldn't have said shit. Just because he didn't get his way, he's going to talk shit by the bank for the next 2 weeks now. Believe that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the shit getting old, though, bro. The shit is really getting old, man. It just don't make no goddamn sense. Don't make no fucking sense.
shit getting old.
You gonna tell folks, I ain't got no race car. I ain't got this. I ain't shit. Okay, fine. I ain't got shit. But that don't make me mad. They want to talk about folks, other folks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk about other folks.
It's sad, man. It's sad that somebody would go out their way and spend all their time. It's sad that the motherfucker go all out their way and spend all their time hating on somebody. I don't hate on no motherfucker. Like I said, I felt like I should have won videographer of the year. But I congratulated that man that won. I congratulated that man that won and moved on. You didn't hear me nine times tell that man he didn't deserve that. I supposed to get that. That's my rightful due. That's my just due. I deserve that. You didn't hear me say no stupid ass shit like that. I didn't win it, man. I ain't get mad about that. It's been many years motherfuckers got it that I felt like I supposed to got it. I ain't going to tell them people they didn't deserve it. I congratulate them people, man. Move the fuck on, man. Try hard next year. The fuck you do?
Hey.
The fuck wrong with you? Huh?
Hey, I got the motherfucking goon on the phone. He said, where that punk ass brace at?
I don't know.
Hey, Josh, you got Bracy on his still talking all that shit.
Oh, shit.
Man, I'm tired of that going talking about weak ass Willie Dog, man. Talk about some motherfucking racing, man.
When y'all gonna race?
We got Daggone the Goon versus Daggone Rustin L, a.k.a. Daggone. It done changed the name to some motherfucking, straight man or some shit. I don't know what the fuck name is the car.
We y'all running Piedmont?
Yeah, we running Piedmont Sunday.
That'll be a good damn race.
Goon already locked in,
man. Yeah, Josh, what brace you at, man? Tell him talk that shit now. I got the Goon on the
phone. Motherfucker, hey, I'm on here.
I got the motherfucking goon on here.
But damn, I've been asking him for him all day. He just waking up. He had to work today.
What a goon at?
Shit. I'm gonna order some food. Let him talk. Shit, I'm ready. I gave that man my life and money. He wouldn't even take it.
Hi, how are you?
The race is
gonna be good. It ain't gonna be shit to see though.
And I
will
be 500
off the motherfucking gap. You can't sit there beside me, man.
Well, lock it in.
$500
on the gap. Lock it in.
$500 on the gap.
Lock that goddamn shit in.
You ain't gonna sit there beside
me, man. Man, you probably won't even show up, nigga. Let me get the number 8.
Hey, man, it's gonna be ugly,
bro.
Please, it's gonna be real.
Let me get a number 8 with,
You done drank all that motherfucking liquor. Now, we don't give a fuck you eating over at McDonald's. Hey,
motherfucker, I don't eat McDonald's, nigga.
I can't say that pot money up. Good. God almighty.
Two steaks, salt tacos.
What's your drink?
Pepsi.
Got the man eating. Hey, dude. Boy, you know you got him scared. That motherfucker eating Taco Bell, man.
Let me get a goddamn, man, Josh Jones.
1938,
second one. Hey, DG. I've been gone for nine months. They had me up in a motherfucking ward. When they had me up in the ward, I was in a straitjacket for 9 months. It's time somebody else to wear that motherfucker. And I guarantee you, Sunday, he will wear that motherfucker. He can talk to his asshole, turn inside out.
Man, I don't care nothing about your new mama, your new
parents. I don't. Well, okay. Hey, look. All you got to do.
That's an ugly motherfucker.
You are now in the host queue.
Look, check this out.
What was you thinking when you planted that motherfucker, that ugly ass cup?
You are now in the host queue.
Hey,
you are now in the host queue. ugly. Hey, you
you are now off the host queue. You are now in the host queue.
They look $1,000. Bitch, get some oil pressure before you talk. Talk when you get some oil pressure. Don't talk. Don't talk to me without no oil pressure. Don't talk to me without no goddamn oil pressure. Come Sunday, you got oil pressure. Come, nigga. Come Sunday with some oil pressure. Don't talk to me when you ain't got no goddamn oil pressure. Now, how about that? Now, shut the fuck up.
When I do,
shut the fuck up,
then. I guarantee you won't be beating your chest like that.
Listen to it. Listen to it.
Hey,
you got oil pressure,
don't
talk.
Don't forget, I run motherfucking T-Mont. Don't forget it now.
Wow. I, like I said, I congratulate you on your North Carolina graduation of the year. You hear me? Yeah, you did. I congratulate you on that.
Hey,
I know how I feel, bro.
I'm
going
to knock that motherfucker back to the rusted nail. It ain't even
listen to me. Listen to me,
no
though.
That bitch going
to
be back to the rusted
nail. All we
got to
say, this one thing, though. This one thing. You ain't got no oil pressure, so just lay back and chill.
Hey, that's
the same thing like they're talking
about
dogs.
You ain't going to shit. Nigga.
Right.
You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to shit. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to shit.
Josh Jones, I gave you my money one time. You want it again? Shit.
And y'all just
be
holiday
may be here, but I gave you my money one time.
Hey, word up.
Hey.
Fuck,
well, I don't know if it's locked in or not. Hey, BT, I'm waiting on there. I'm waiting on there, BT. I ain't talking. He been talking all goddamn day. Talking about he was hoping it was sunny. He got his goddamn rain shoes on there. I ain't said nothing about it. Hoping it was sunny. I'm waiting on him. I ain't got to say no more. I can go on me right now because I'm through with it. It's locked in. Josh Jones wouldn't take my money tonight. Don't let me know nothing. You gotta show you gotta show that shit, bruh. Damn they talking, show that shit. You gotta show that shit. You can't talk that shit. You gotta show it.
I'm gonna show it.
Well, hey, you better be strong. Shit. Soft hell. Don't go in the salt tune up and talk about shit. And hey. Well, hey. Josh Jones, where you at so I can give you that money? So he can come and give it to you so we know it's a lock in. I'm ready to give you mine. I try to get it to you once tonight. So, all that talking. I'm through talking. I'm listening now.
Unmuted.
Ladero, get some oil pressure, nigga.
Hey, Josh.
Hold on, y'all. This is all I know. Sunday at 1 o'clock, if P. Mike Dragway got down, hey, he tried to give me his money tonight, but it was locked in. Sunday be there at 1 o'clock, y'all going to give me. I don't need to walk around with another man's money in my pocket. I don't need his money. So Sunday at 1 o'clock, y'all be there, hand me that money. At 3 o'clock, it's going down. If one of y'all ain't there with the punk out, I can tell you right now. Hey, everybody on here, and we got two school shows, and goddamn, you, it's going to be rough right now.
Oh, yeah, you did, baby. I'm on the talk show. All right.
It's gonna be
listening. BT, didn't tell you what I was doing. The nigga, look. Hold on, Josh Jones. Josh Jones. Hold on, Josh Jones. Hold on, Josh Jones. Josh Jones. The nigga said, don't let me catch you at Darlington. Where was that? I was at Darlington, wasn't I? The nigga said, don't let me catch you at Darlington. I'm up here waiting on him. He didn't come. I was at Dollar Tree. Shit, what the
you
fuck? I showed it to him. I showed him a little preview of that. Oh, wait. Man,
that motherfucker weak as a motherfucker,
shit.
I know.
I'm waiting on you to get some oil pressure.
Motherfucker, man.
I'm waiting on you to get some oil pressure. Get some oil pressure, nigga. Get some oil pressure.
Weak sauce.
Paul,
you shouldn't name that bitch weak sauce.
Tell him, hey, look.
You shouldn't name that bitch
weak
sauce.
Tell him, man, to give you some oil pressure. If today is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You got motherfucking
like
sick days, nigga.
McFlurry.
get 6 days.
Check this out. That motherfucker like a Halloween Oreo McFlurry. That's what it look like.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I bet you I can get oil pressure 6 days. How about you? Get oil pressure 6 days.
Hey, don't tempt me, dog. Don't tempt me.
Wait, Tim, hell, you tempt me. You mean Tim, nigga? What the fuck do you mean, Tim? Get oil pressure.
Josh Jones.
Hey, hold on.
Hold on, man.
I ain't gonna say
nothing.
I'm gonna shut up.
Josh. Hey, just for clarity, the next time somebody say nigga, call them on your home phone. I'm gonna hang this motherfucker up. It's one damn thing I'm gonna demand.
Some people, man, don't like that word, bro. You don't use that word on him now. I told you, man. I'm telling you, man. He's right there. It is, man. People don't want to hear that stuff, man. People want to hear that mess, man. It's 100,000 words you use, man. Come on, man. He gone now. He don't use now. He's drunk, and he couldn't go to sleep, man. He gone. So y'all go on do what you gonna do.
I ain't sleep.
Well, this ain't. All I'm asking that we're gonna have a little respect for each other in this particular case,
sir.
You know.
Yes, sir.
No, let's respect each other. We know how to do that. That's
yes,
all I'm asking. That's all
listen
I'm
what I'm saying. I call this man no. All that talking ain't necessary. Lock in. Now all you gotta do is lock in, man. Lock in. That's all I'm waiting on you to do is lock in.
I'm trying to
spend
some more money.
The money gonna be there, bro. Let me tell you something. You keep talking about lock in. The race already locked in. I'm telling y'all that now. So when you get to the track Sunday, all that gap money and all that, y'all get that up Sunday. But y'all gonna
race Sunday. Then I say I'll try to give you my money tonight. I'm betting a grand. It's probably $1,500 just on the goddamn going in the pot itself. Plus the grand. So, I mean, what the fuck you mean? Look, get ready, nigga. It's on. I'm sorry, but get on.
Hey, did I just tell your clown, man? You a fucking clown, man. You keep saying that shit. Man, don't nobody want to hear that shit, man.
I thought you got the back top of the same amount of money.
Man, I'm
good. God Almighty.
You got the back top of the same amount of money.
Damn it, boy. Man, he gone now, man. He on here, but, you know, he can't keep talking like that, so he muted now, man. He out of here. He hung up. So, y'all, you know what I'm saying, all that shit there. Y'all be at the race Sunday. And do what you gonna do. Y'all locked in. I'm the DP man. And BET heard it last week.
The following Monday, we're gonna have a fish fry for us. It's gonna be a burial site.
All I can say is next Monday night is gonna be a show. That's all I can say. Somebody's phone ain't gonna. It's gonna say. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voicemail system. I already see that coming.
This right here, you know what? I got a lot of friends, everybody. My granddad, he friends with a lot of people. They're probably on the show listening right now. But it ain't no friends in drag racing. We're going to race, and then after that, we're going to be friends again. But, Kenny Ren, anything they got, I want.
Oh, man. Oh, Lord to the house. So you calling out all of them boys now. Rusty Nell said anything
boys.
At the track so Sunday, he's drawing on. Now you saying, I'll tell you right now. Good God. Well, if they on the show, all they got to do is hit the one button to defend themselves, or all they got to do is lay down, cut the light off in the room,
get down on your stomach, look out on that little crack at the bottom of the door, and hope he don't open the door. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, you know, they real good. Hey,
lay right down on your stomach, look out on the door.
You know what I'm saying? It's all respect and love, but, hey, we got the race.
Y'all go race, or somebody going to pay the park out.
Oh, it's gonna be daggone milk and chocolate everywhere.
Good God Almighty!
Lord, there you go.
Well, all I can say is, you know, Tony Bynes and everybody on here, you know, they come on here, and, you know, they got a platform and stood, and they done what they wanted to do, and you know, y'all had a good talk about the Grudge banquet, and. I mean, if y'all still, you know, that there, we're going to see Sunday on the race. I mean, if y'all still, we got about 30 minutes, man. So, I mean, whatever y'all want to talk about, anybody on here want to hit the one button, hit the one button.
I want to talk about why Rusty Nail painted that motherfucker that ugly ass color. That sumbitch ugly there. Good God Almighty.
Well, I mean, I don't know why he painted that color. But the man coming to race, the man feel good. He drunk right now. He done drunk about a gallon.
It looked like he was drunk when they painted it.
Hey, done smoked by 4 packs of cigarettes and drunk by 24 natural lights. So, and he eating a Taco Bell. So if that don't tell you anything, I don't know what else can.
Woo. That's a bad combination.
Good God Almighty.
Guys.
Y'all got the man going to Taco Bell, man.
Hey, it's your race, Josh. Tell Willie Dog I want to try him. 300 on the 1,000. Your race at Pete, man, if he can make it.
Well, I don't know if Dog's on here, but the best thing to do is go on the Grudge site and post it up, cause I don't think old Dog on here, man. I mean I don't know if he hit the one button, but I don't know if old Dog on here, man. But I'm sure you post something up there. He on the internet right now. I guarantee he on the internet right now.
And one more request, Josh. I went on that back tire from Lil Durham at your race too.
All right. You got the back tie all of 2017. I already told you, you got to ask for it. You know what our race is. You know what our race is.
Okay, I like that.
Man, we're going to bet on the side on the gap, too.
No, hell no.
Yes, sir.
You going to just give me one and one then?
Nah. That's what we ain't going to do.
Yeah, you can bet on the gap, you can give me one and one.
Nah, no sir. Hey, after I get done with you, I want you to change your name to Weak Sauce. I'll make you lay on your stomach.
I always be the good homie.
We're gonna name your car Cutie. We're gonna lay on your stomach.
You can't name it Cutie. She ugly.
Your name that motherfucker Cutie ain't no goon. It's daggone hell punk. That's what it is.
Hey, I'm gonna show straight jacket. I'm gonna do some real crazy to him. I told Travis just to pack the gas, try to break the gas shut around the 3:30.
No, man, don't do him like that, man. Don't do him like that, man. Please don't do him like that. Cause you know what I told him, right?
What you told him?
I told him if you whoop him, he got the back tie, too.
He sure got it. Well, look, man, I'm going to get off this phone. I'm glad y'all beat me in. Like I told you, I want to bet 500 yet. When he gets home with them all, he'll realize that he don't really want to do none of that.
Hey, he might have to daggone start a GoFundMe for him on daggone Monday.
Damn it, boy. Y'all already got the man eating at Taco Bell, man. So, That ain't a good look.
I hope we got a chalupa, a naked chicken. Oh, boy.
Good.
Hey, I got to work in the morning. I'll see y'all race day.
All right. Well, there it is. But, you know, well, going down Sunday, Piedmont, man. Straight jacket versus the goon. Head up. 28 apiece, no bars. Big block nitrous. 300 on 1,000 or better, man. Everybody got congratulated for the awards. Again, congratulations to all y'all. Y'all deserve them. Y'all got what you deserve. And to who didn't win, hey, just step your game up for 2017 and put in a little bit more work.
JJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I didn't know my mic was open. Who that wanted to lock me in?
Oh, that was Goon. Who's this dog?
Yeah.
What's up, dog?
I mean, you know I've been over there listening. When somebody says they want to lock in, I'm trying to see who that want to lock in.
I'm going to tell you, that Goon, he
up. That was the Goon.
He said he want to lock in for April 1st, man.
Well, you know that's a little bit too far to lock in. You know I got races in between that, JJ. I can't lock in that quick. I can't lock in that 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, Willie Dog, you don't hear, right?
Yeah, you hear
that? This little Daryl. Hey, you got the back tie, motherfucker. You got the back tie April 29th and Semo at our race, man. If you bring your car, you got the motherfucking back tie.
Hey,
lock me in 3 on the motherfucking 1,000. That's what I want you to do.
Hey, you picked the motherfucking DP man. Hey, Lewis Horn, Lil Daryl, you new to this shit. That's too far out to be locking in, sir.
How's that too far out to be locking in?
Explain it to him, JJ.
I'm gonna break some rules, then. Okay. Yeah, when first thing, you really don't want to lock in unless you're racing that week. If you ain't got no oil pressure, that's the main thing. Don't even open your mouth. That's the main thing. And everybody knows you ain't got
oil pressure
right now.
I'm going to have oil pressure.
Well, yeah, April, though, but the thing is about it, it's 10, 15 races before then. That's just the main rule of racing, man, because what that makes it look like is 10,
15 races before then.
I'm going to tell you what it looks like. I'm going to tell you on a national radio show what it looks like. It's a sign of gate hustling because you're only trying to lock in for your show. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows you're supposed to race for your show. I'm just telling you what everybody looks at, and that's how it is. That's why Dog ain't entertaining you on what you're saying. I'm just being honest with you. So just wait till about a week or two before your show and then lock Dog in. Until then, just hold tight. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you some good advice.
Hey, JJ, now, he telling you the truth, but I tell you what, get the Goon back on there. I come to Piedmont Sunday and go to his ass.
Good God almighty. Oh, shit. You going to get him all up there?
Hold on.
Damn it, boy. What you going to run him with, dog?
Well, I got two cars now, you know.
Yeah, I seen you mustard down, picked up a couple new rides and shit, man. I see you, boy. You got about 4 or 5 cars now, shit.
You know, business is good. I heard your girlfriend on here just a while ago bragging about prime time, and I was acting all that. I heard your girlfriend on there. That motherfucker came.
Willie Dog wanna talk to you. I don't know how the hell a motherfucker named Chopper ain't can't even get out of his own goddamn way. Hey, dog, I got the goon on the phone, man. All right, hey, goon, what you wanna do Sunday, baby? I come to Piedmont Sunday, baby. Hey, we can do whatever you wanna do for us. I just said I come to Piedmont Sunday.
What you wanna do? You talking about
selling them,
right?
I said I will come to Piedmont Sunday. What you want to do?
You bring selling over here, do it. 300,000.
Hey, Josh, this your show. Will you get this dumb ass straight? Okay, let's get this ass straight then. Let's go.
That is good. I mean, y'all gonna lock in. I'll be the DP man on this one. Y'all pick a time. Y'all know you cars. Hey, I mean, just tell me when I need to get my pen out.
Yeah,
$300,000.
Is Piedmont got a race on that? It's just a test and tune, Josh.
No, this is just a test and tune Sunday.
All right, lock in. $300,000 or better. Race by 4 o'clock.
Yeah, $300,000.
All right, hold on. All right, so we got Show Enough Malibu versus the Goon.
Hold up now. Is Goon? Now I know the Goon. Now I ain't talking about no damn new car he got now.
Yeah,
he's talking about and the Goon, and I know Goon is Anthony Harris, right? That's Anthony, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Anthony. That's Anthony Harris with the Goon that he got. The car I know, the Mustang he got.
That's it.
I ain't talking about that old fake ass shit
that
old pussy ass Tony Bynes trying to sneak in there and do something.
All right, so
yeah, the same car
the Goon
we had
Show Enough. So we got the Goon versus Show Enough. No cars.
Hey, hold up now. I don't know nobody but Anthony Harris now. You talking about Anthony? You talking about that, right?
Yeah, we're talking about Anthony Harris. Now, you're going to talk to him about that now. I don't know.
Well, I'm asking. I'm just asking before you lock it in, JJ. I'm asking. I need to know. Because, see, I don't know nobody about him.
Y'all get y'all race together and tell me when to get the pen.
Hey, Anthony, where you at? Hey, Anthony.
Right.
Okay, what I'm you
right
want to do? What you want to do? You driving, right? You driving, right?
No, I ain't driving.
Well, I can't. I need to talk. If you ain't driving, I don't know nobody but you. I ain't finna lock in on nobody I don't know. I don't know nobody but you.
Okay, I feel you.
But anything you drive, I will come to Piedmont Sunday, and you got the back tire and whatever lane you want.
Good God Almighty. I ain't driving.
Hey, man, lock his weak ass in, man.
Hey, once you doing all the talking, motherfucker, won't you lock in for him?
I'm not driving, man.
I got reasons why I ain't driving. Well, see, Anthony, it ain't, I just don't know nobody but you, so I just can't do that and just move. Well, hold on, somebody was telling me about you got the baby chopper that Tony made like it's his car, which, you know, that bitch ain't got nothing, every car he got is somebody else's car, you know.
Hold on, dog. You do know his cousin Travis Harvey drive the car, so you do know who drives it. You do know him.
Well, if Travis Harvey driving, I ain't finna run him then.
Oh, well, shit. You better go the fuck on mute then.
I'm on mute, baby.
Oh, shit.
Weak ass.
Man, they called you weak, dog. Weak soft.
I mean, if I told him what I'd do, I'll race same as he want to do it, $300,000, but I'm not driving.
Man, you can drive that motherfucker, man.
Hey, let Lil Dale drive.
I know him.
Let Lil Dale drive.
Man, I'll run on top of your motherfucking ass.
Let Lil Dale drive.
You don't want me to drive. You don't want me to drive that motherfucker.
I'll lock that in with you driving. I'll lock it in with you driving.
You won't. No, you won't. I guarantee you that.
Let's lock it in. I'm ready to lock in, Josh.
Hey, man, that's
I'm ready to lock in, Josh.
I can't lock that man car in.
I will shut the fuck up, then.
Well, oh, shit.
Dog
done got on here and got them back Ant down, done back Lil Dale down, back tied them Tony Bynes down. Goddamn
Tony
dog.
Tony Bynes ain't never been up, man.
Hey, you an appetizer. You an Applebee's appetizer.
Hey, Lil Darren. Lil Darryl, if you want to stay in this game, don't copy behind a don't copy behind a motherfucker like that just say that shit. You're talking shit and ain't nobody really dog you. So don't talk behind no woe out ass motherfucker like this talk. Make up your own shit. You come out better in the long run.
He can do whatever the fuck he want to do. You can't tell no motherfucker what to do.
And then you get a mustache. You better go home and get your wife. I'm getting tired of fucking her stinking ass. Go home
you
and talk to
her. You ain't got to go to Piedmont. You can go to damn Jackson.
Lock chop in. You get his fuck ass off here trying to tell somebody what they need to do. He ain't gonna run shit.
Yeah. He ain't gonna do nothing, man. He's locked his ass in because he's not even coming.
He on here faking.
Just bluffing, man. Bluff game.
Faking.
He knew
he was driving the goddamn car before he brought his ass on him. So he don't know nobody.
He knew that too, man. It's time to bluff, man. It's a bold trick in the book. How the hell you gonna tell somebody else how to drive the guy on goddamn car? God, shit that is. Unless he buys dog and bought no stick.
Man,
would
you shut your bitch ass up? You can't even buy your own car.
He ain't bought nothing nobody car to tell somebody who to drive. Come on, man, dog. You get serious, man.
He wanted to be a part of the show. That's all he wanted. He just wanted to be a part of the show.
I know it, man. I know how it is. Just do it like you. Stupid ass on here. No damn well. He can't tell nobody who to drive that goddamn car. That's easy out for him. Easy out. Mm-hmm. That man don't drive the car. You know you told man. He got to drive. That's like me drawing on who.
I wish I would run the boat. I'll hang his motherfucking ass up. I'll run the goddamn boat.
Hey, yeah, just like a pocket. I'm gonna draw a pocket by saying because he got to drive. Come on, man. Stupid ass shit, man.
I'll hang his bitch ass up.
You want him to get through fucking your old lady?
Josh, cut his goddamn ass off, drop that bullshit onto him, man. We was gonna have a serious conversation tonight. He was that bullshit somebody gonna tell another man who to drive his own goddamn car.
Hold on, let me grab this call. Hold on, man.
That's what I like.
8506. Who was that? 336-8506.
It don't matter, dog. He
won't. Oh, that's somebody looking for the goon?
Yeah, this is Straight Jacket. I got two phones.
Man, you don't sit your motherfucking weak ass down, man. Let me tell you something.
You're going to see it Sunday. That's all I got to say.
I know. I want to see you at 1 o'clock Sunday. I don't want to see you before that. I don't see you enough tonight. Your motherfucking ass drunk. You goddamn high on motherfucking nicotine. And I'm tired of hearing your bullshit, man.
Hey, guess what? But I got that lucky money. I got the lucky money,
man.
And I got the other money to bet. So what?
Have it at the track Sunday, man.
Hey, look, I ain't worried about Travis Jackson. I ain't worried about it, huh? You tell me. Dog shouldn't be worried about that man driving. The car gonna do what it do.
He trying to run a man to run 540, 530 car. Come on, Kenny wins them. Come on, man.
Hold on a minute. Man, you call yourself a grudge racer. You on here calling out times, man. Man, sit your weak ass down somewhere, man. Man, you making yourself look bad and better, man. You better stay off that goddamn liquor, man. I'm telling you right now, man. You better stay off us.
Well, listen to what I'm telling you. Why are you calling out the man calling?
Man, you can't tell me nothing, man.
He has them call me.
You can't tell me nothing, man. You on here calling that time. I'm finna hang you up, man. You drunk, man. You high on nicotine. You
hey,
drunk,
Josh,
you
man. It's all good, good man. He daggone mad because he ain't been that fast, man.
Hey.
You can't do that.
I ain't never looking fast. I'm number 570. I'm number
570. Man, I'm finna hang you up, man. Hey, you stupid, man.
Hey, that's my own time, Josh. I ain't talking about nobody else.
Man, I don't care, man. You stupid, man.
Hey,
you better
hold on. Josh, don't wait.
That motherfucker there. Hey, man, you know that man wear a goddamn straight jacket, man. He's crazy, the motherfucker. You wear a straight jacket.
Hey, I ain't look.
What the hell
sit it up.
Say?
Sit it up. Look. Let's call the Piedmont tomorrow. See if we can rent the track for Wednesday, and we can do it on the low. Ain't want nobody to know if he don't want nobody to know like that. Travis know how to get in touch with him. We
for you in the track and do it on the low if you don't want nobody to know.
That motherfucker, yeah.
I'm being real. See, they hate a real person when a real person starts when I'm feeling myself. Yeah, I'm feeling myself. I got a reason to feel myself.
I tell you, hey, I'm telling you this now. You might be feeling yourself, but you better not let that motherfucking word come out your mouth or you're going to be feeling the dial tone in your ass.
Oh, we good, bro. I ain't going to say it no more. But guess what? I'm waiting on Sunday.
Oh, man.
Think about it, though. Did you just hear what he was saying, though? You listen to what that man was saying come out of his mouth. But I'm going to make him park that car behind his granddaddy house, and you'll never see the goon no more.
Good God, BT. He said he's going to make the goon put his car behind his granddaddy house for the rest of 2017, man, and part it out.
And God only love.
Hold on a minute, straight jacket. Let me see who this is. 336 5143. Who we talking to? Man, will you shut up, man? Shut up. Who is 336 5143?
It's just baby girl. I'm just listening. At Extreme Motorsports, listening.
Extreme Motorsports to the front. 2017, y'all.
Extreme Motorsports.
Yes, sir.
Baby girl.
Yep, sir. You got something
to say,
baby girl?
Hey, JJ, is my mic on?
I'm just listening.
Oh.
Hey,
hello?
Yeah, you open, dog.
Is the girl want to lock in or what? Where we going to lock in?
He ain't gonna lock in, dog.
You keep on talking, I'm gonna tell your lady not to cook you no more food.
Oh, man. Good God, man.
Hey, dog. You, that's Fed 19. I'm a retired goon.
What now?
Fed 19, I'm a retired goon.
Josh, what time the track go? The first car be ready to go down the track at 1 o'clock.
Let's lock the whole party in. I don't give a damn who drives.
Hey, Rustin,
you still got Goon on?
Yeah.
Well, he said he want to log in straight off the trailer, Goon. He don't care who drive.
Who want to log in?
Tell him, dog. Well, he didn't hear you.
It got you sounding crazy.
Oh, shit.
What you need to find that little thing with his family, that nigga.
That baby girl talking to John. Hey, Ladell.
No
doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the goon go? Where the goon go?
Ain't he on the phone?
He ain't on no phone. He ain't talking.
Somebody hit him. What you want to talk about?
Huh?
I want to talk about the gap you said.
You said you want to bet 500 on the gap, right?
Yeah, I want to bet 500 on the gap.
Okay. After we take care of God Sunday, we're going to lock that 500 in, okay?
That sounds good to me.
I'm not playing with you, nigga. I'm playing at all now. I'm not playing no games, nigga.
Got that Taco Bell coming out of them.
Ain't nobody playing no games. I'm trying to get this money.
You and your old lady,
Taco
Bell, time
to
know. Everybody, yeah, we're going to tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I just hope. Oh, everything's going to go good, man. Good race. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm just having a little fun right now. I've been fucking with Josh Jones all day today. And him hike. And him talking about bad. You know, like he passed on here 4 years ago. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got oil pressure like no dad, so both of them can't talk until they get oil pressure. You see what I'm saying? We got oil pressure, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We got to talk about what's present, not in the past. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And get you, hey, let me tell you something. You goddamn low money motherfucker. Get your weight up, man. Get your fucking weight up. That's what you do. Get your weight up,
wait,
boy.
Then,
you better hope. You better, hey, when you get home tonight, and eat them fake ass tacos, you better get down on your hands and knees and pray to God that He blesses you Sunday. Because if you don't get by Him, we probably won't see you no more this year.
You hear me? Listen to me. My God blesses me every day.
I ain't got to listen to you, because you ain't never done
my motherfucking thing in my eyes for me to listen to you.
You ain't fucking nobody for me to listen to, motherfucking
clown
ass.
You know
put that straight jacket on. Put your football helmet on
right.
And
but
bang
you know
your
why?
Motherfucking head up against the wall.
You're a no-man soldier, nigga. I'm a one-man soldier. You hear me? You're a no-man soldier.
Well, listen to this. If you say that word one more time, you're going to be a hung-up soldier. That's what you don't want.
Because
let me tell you something. You in the fucking. Well, listen to this. Listen to this right here. And listen to me good. Recruit you some motherfucking soldiers.
I don't care.
Maybe
don't nobody want to be on your weak ass army.
Because your army ain't doing nothing but throwing rocks. They ain't shooting no guns. They throwing rocks.
Hey, I got them to do that, though. I can call them and do that. You feel me?
Well, whatever you need to do, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. You need to get in the gym. That's what you need to do. You need to get in the gym and get your weight up.
Well, Josh, for what, baby? For what?
Because you ain't never beat no fucking body. You talking like you done beat the world. You ain't, man, you got to get by the goon Sunday, man.
I'm already by him, Josh.
You ain't buying. See, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you right now. You talking awful good, but I'm telling you right now. You better hope and pray that goddamn he don't get a hold of your ass. Woo wee. He might make you put that motherfucker you got behind your house and park that bitch out. Talk to me.
I haven't talked about that.
About what you're going to do to him. He might fuck around and make you put that motherfucker you got behind your house and part it out.
Hey, what you say? Who has to stay with me behind?
Man, your house, his house. He might take it home with him. He might take your shit.
Hey, just take this out, Josh. You know the main thing about the situation up.
I don't know. I just know y'all got the race Sunday. And I'm the DP man, and I'm sick of hearing it. I know that you drunk. I don't know what he doing, but I know that you drunk, and I hope you mean what you say.
That man been talking all day today. I was at work. He's supposed to have been at work. He been on the phone talking about racing, ain't it? You seen it? Everybody seen it?
I don't know. I don't know what the man been doing.
I've been sitting, hey, this is one thing I've been doing. I've just been sitting back in the motherfucking cut. You hear me? Sitting in the motherfucking cut.
The only thing I've been doing.
I know what you got to do.
Pulling my toes and licking my fingers.
Damn it, boy.
Hey, but don't take this ass up in person, though.
Damn it, boy. It's one thing. I'm going to tell you something, man. Rusty Nail, man, you need to quit drinking, man. When you get drunk, man, you do shit, man, and I'm telling you, man, you probably going to regret, man. Shit crazy, man. And, hey, you know one thing about it. Just do this right here like they always say. Just blame it on the alcohol.
Damn it, boy.
Somebody going to have to be still, and somebody going to be squirming. Good God Almighty. I don't know which one it's going to be.
You better hold still. Oh, boy, it's going to be a good one. He probably leave that car there to check and let Tia drive. Might be drifting that bitch next week. We're going to use it for drifting. I think it would be a hell of a drift car.
Well, guys, we ain't talking about nothing else. It's past 11 o'clock. Man, I got shit to do tomorrow, man. Y'all better get ready for Sunday and shit, man. And next Monday night, I don't know who it's going to be, but whoever wins that race is personally going to be your show. Whatever you want done, that's what we're going to do. So, Rusty Nail, I mean, Straight Jacket, if you win, you're going to get to have 120 minutes to whatever you want to do. I'm going to do whatever you want me to do on the board. I'm going to open up, call whoever you need to call, and Goon, the same way. Whoever wins, it's your show next Monday night. Now, if anybody else got anything to say, forever hold your peace right now. If not, we out of here. Y'all good? I guess so. We out of here. Sunday.
Talk
Piedmont,
to me.
3 o'clock. Sunday. Piedmont. 3 o'clock. Straight Jacket versus the Goon. Head up. 28 apiece, big block. If you ain't there, more than likely, you probably square. We out of here.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
They might be still on.
Are you doing it?
I'm gonna say that. I got two shows going there.
Oh, yeah,